FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network, December 12, 2017. Well, look, there's winners and there are losers in the upcoming tax plan. Regardless what goes through, something is going to go through because they've got to pass something. They can't do nothing. And it reminds me of that old cartoon from many years ago, picture of a guy there, and it said, "Don't just stand there. Do something," and they're going to do something, and maybe it's going to be good for you, and maybe it's not, but we can help you figure out how to make it good for you. Anyways, Jason Hartman, jasonhartman.com, is with us now. Jason, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Gary. It's good to talk to you, and big event yesterday, of course. I'm sure you've talked about it on your show many times. Bitcoin is now traded on the Chicago exchanges, 2 of them, so that's pretty interesting. So maybe we could touch on that as well.
Yeah, well, I've talked about it, uncertain as to what's going to happen, although I think it will be easier to manipulate.
I can tell you what's going to happen, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think it'll be easier to manipulate now, for sure.
Yeah.
And I believe that very few speculators will go to bed at night with an open futures contract in Bitcoin, because one way or the other, it could mean financial ruin, or you spend your life on Easy Street. But who wants to leave that to chance while you're sleeping?
Absolutely. Very good point. And there are a lot of people who are going to lose a lot of money. This is this bigger than the tulip bubble in history? I mean, this has got to be the biggest, craziest mania ever. I don't know. Is it bigger than tulips? I'm not sure, but it's big.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. The only thing bigger than tulips or Bitcoin will be Tulip Coin, which is backed by tulip bulbs held in a vault in Holland. Yeah. And the slogan on the coin is "Make Holland Great Again." But outside of that, I just don't see it. We're in a bubble.
I love it.
We're in a bubble. Yeah, there can be no doubt.
It's absolutely crazy. And listen, I just want to state once again, and my position has never changed about Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency for that matter. I would love to be wrong about this. I would love to see it take over the world, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong. I don't think that's going to happen. I am bearish on cryptocurrencies. And, it's hard to say that in the face of what's going on right now. But they are fiat to the max. They take a massive amount of electricity. It's what I think Joseph Schumpeter, the economist, the great economist who taught us about creative destruction, called fake work. Mining bitcoins and processing bitcoin transactions are fake work. Mm-hmm. They don't actually do anything. They just push electrons around and solve math equations. That's not real reality. But again, I'd love to be wrong about this. But remember, every government and central bank, their product, their widget carry is currency. That is the widget they produce. And I'll be damned if they are going to let a competitor displace them. I would not bet on it. I would not bet on that.
Well, my question for you, Jason, is, are you willing to go to jail for possession of Bitcoin with intent to distribute?
No way.
Me neither. And most of the people with money in the world or in the country aren't willing to do it either. And that is the real issue. Because when Bitcoin is outlawed, only outlaws will own Bitcoin.
It sounds like the gun control arguments and the drug control arguments. But those are very, very good metaphors, Gary.
Hey, and it's very true. So, hey, that'll work itself out. Like, let's talk about real things like the tax bill. There's winners and losers in it. And if I get your gist correctly, you believe it's a boom to real estate investors.
Yeah. Now, that may not look like that on the surface, because it is, if it if it passes in its current form, well, at least my last knowledge of its current form, it may have iterated again. I'm sure it has probably. But it's going to be bad news for homeowners. So people tend to lump real estate in one big thing, which is absolutely stupid. You've got to separate investment property from your own home, your personal residence. I think it's going to be bad for homeowners, owner-occupied homes, but good for investors, because any loss of benefit for tax deductibility of property taxes, mortgage interest, anything else under the sun, you know, the rent-to-value ratios absolutely stink on these high-end properties. You know, that is all going to disincentivize homeownership and incentivize renting. And the more renters you have, the better investors will fare, because you put upward pressure on rents. And what's going to be interesting about this is that I think there will finally be a minor, not a major, but a minor adjustment in the investors' favor for higher end rental properties. Hey. Those are way out of sync. They don't make sense. I would not go run out and buy high end rental properties. And by high end, you know, that depends on the geography, but generally speaking, and I know if you're listening to me in New York City or Hong Kong or Dubai, you think this is absolutely silly what I'm about to say, but over $250,000, that then it's usually much better to rent than to own. But it's, you know, if you need a residence. So the low end bread and butter rental properties make the most sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point that you're making. And I'm going to further illustrate that point. Say you've got Joe.
Okay. Let me just tee this up for you a little bit. Okay. Because you, off air, when we were chatting, you started to make a fantastic analysis of this. And I really want to compliment you on that. So, folks, listen up to the analysis Kerry is about to share with you, because it is a good one. Yeah. Go for it.
And I will try to put together a PDF file so you can download it if I get around to it. No promises. Super busy right now. You know, it's that special time of the year. But anyways, so look, you live in New York, you live in California, you live in New Jersey, you live in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Illinois, and several other states like Maryland.
Socialist Republic of anything. Yes, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, and you're paying upwards of an effective rate of 50% on your taxes when you add in the 39.4% and the local state and local income taxes. And I'm assuming here you're making $500,000 or more per year. And a lot of people, Jason, $500,000, like a luxury home for $250,000, $500,000, I'd be on easy street. Well, if you live in a blue state, wrong. You're living paycheck to paycheck.
Right. And
to give an example of how important that state and local and local tax deduction is, or as they call it, SALT, which I hate that acronym, but anyway, let's say you make $500,000 and you pay a 10% effective state and local tax rate. That's $50,000 in taxes you're paying. All right. And then in those blue states, the real estate taxes are through the roof as well. And you're probably going to be paying upwards of $25,000 a year in real estate taxes, but let's just call it $20,000. So your combined state and local taxes and real estate taxes are $70,000. And you get to deduct that from.
Insane. Yeah. You just bought yourself a brand new, nicely loaded BMW 5 Series every single year for the privilege of living in this overpriced, overtaxed, overregulated, high on the hassle factor place in which you live. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, so you're in the roughly 40% tax bracket, you're paying $70,000, which you can deduct, and that saves you a grand total of $28,000. So your effective state and local tax rate is only $42,000. All right. Now they're going to take away all of that, and there's talk that there might be a $10,000 real estate tax deduction. So let's say you get your real estate tax deduction, all right, and you're saving $28,000, and then you're still going to hold on.
We should make the distinction that That's for your home.
Yeah, for your home.
Is not investment property we're talking about. Right. That's for the home in which you live in and the home you own, if you own the home you live in. Go ahead.
So before, your after-tax savings, what you pay less to the federal government, effectively a federal subsidy, would be $28,000. Now, once you get that $10,000 tax deduction for your real estate taxes, and that's it, now you're saving your savings is a grand total of $4,000. So we deduct 28 from 4. You are paying $24,000 more in taxes, believe it or not. I mean, it's an outrage. And when you look at that, that's going to have two effects. And I'm going to deal with number one, Jason. You're going to deal with number two. The effect it's going to do for me is if I'm a salary, and these are salaried employees, not self-employed owners, because you got a lot of opportunity to write off expenses that could be construed as personal, but you know, like that.
You're going to have them anyway. Yeah. Your cell phone, some of your car mileage, or any transportation cost, business trips to Hawaii, of course,
or to business trip to meet the Masters in beautiful San Diego. All of that can be written off.
That's our upcoming event with Ron Paul.
Exactly. So we'll talk more about that later, but it's something that you definitely want to keep in mind. So, Jason, you're paying $24,000 more per year for the privilege of living in a socialist state. So if I'm an attorney, and I know lots of attorneys barely making it on $500,000, you got 2-3 kids, you live in an expensive suburb.
And you actually are an attorney, a recovering one.
Yeah, I've almost fully recovered now. It's been several years, so I'm on the path.
Once an attorney, always an attorney, Gary. Yeah, you can't get away from it.
That's important to keep in mind. So what are you going to do now? If you're making $500,000, I'm going to go to my law firm that I faithfully serve. I spend 100 hours a week there so that I don't have to go home to the wife and kids and live through that drudgery. And I'm going to say, guys, look, I don't care about being a real partner or a fake partner. There's a thing called a Pinot.
Gary, are you anti-marriage?
Why would you say that? I used to...
Because you've done it before.
I used to work 100 hours, but I hated it because I miss being with my kids, my family. Okay. But I'm just making a joke, a backhanded joke. Okay. Sorry if it's not that funny.
So you're a family man. You like wife and kids. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go there. And there's a thing at law firms called a Pinot, which is partner in name only. And they do that to elevate what would otherwise be a long-term associate, a guy who's been there and did make partner. They call him a partner, so his prestige level is much higher. So I'm going to go there and I'm going to say, look, guys, either you make me a partner or I have to leave and I can find other jobs because I'm a good worker bee. I will find another job somewhere else and I'll be a partner. So what happens, Jason, when you're a partner and you own a portion of what now is a pass-through entity? Do you know what happens? What happens is your effective tax rate goes
way down,
39.4% to 25%.
Yes, much better deal. So what Trump is doing, or the GOP is doing, is they're encouraging entrepreneurship and disincentivizing, the regular employee concept for the what Obama would call the wealthy. Now, I don't know that they're sticking it to the average, Joe Sixpack worker, who Trump seems to support, and those people seem to support him. But these are like the elitist liberals in New York City or on the left coast,
Joe Sixpack, who's making less than 100 grand, his standard deduction is doubling from 12 to 24,000. He doesn't itemize. If he does, he's basically going to come out a little bit ahead. So point is, Jason, if you save 14.4% on your income, on your tax, 14.4% times 500,000 is $72,000. That will be your net savings.
This is a giant. This is a big deal, folks.
And then look, so you're paying $24,000 more because you can't deduct your home taxes, your real estate taxes, state and local taxes, but you're paying $24,000 more. However, you are walking away with a net savings of $48,000. Jason, you mark my words, this is going to be a boom for law firm partnerships.
It's not just them, though. It's all sorts of people. You gave the attorney example because that's your background, but talk about it more generally, too.
Accountants.
In other words, what's the boom? Is it going to be that existing owners of law firms, existing partners are going to benefit because more associates will want to buy in now and be partners, and maybe the valuation of their firm goes up because now they're offering a tax benefit?
The tax benefit is huge. Make no mistake about it. And the benefit of being a partner, and you could be a limited partner, a junior partner. There are partners and there are partners, as we both know, Jason. And as long as you're an owner of the entity, some portion of it, you get the benefits that flow through from a flow-through entity. This will be for accountants. Look, if I worked in an executive position, I'd say I want to become a consultant. I'm going to keep you. You could pay me two-thirds of what you were paying me. I'm going to get five other clients. I'll be making $600 instead of $500, and I'll be paying a 25% tax rate instead of a near 40% tax rate, which is just a tremendous savings. These types of unintended consequences, or maybe they are intended, are going to happen all over the place. Probably it kicks in.
I think they're certainly intended.
Do you think?
But I don't think they're unintended.
Think these idiots know. But look, I think it kicks in at $150,000. At that point, if you're in a blue state, all of a sudden it starts to become worthwhile. In Florida here, it ain't going to matter to me. I pay no state income tax. And the real estate taxes, while they're high, they're probably right in the average middle of the pack. High where I live in Palm Beach County. But for sure, what you're saying, the other aspect of this is what it's going to do to real estate. And it's going to be tremendous for your business, Jason.
Yeah, it's going to very much incentivize real estate investing. And I think that overall, it's going to stimulate the economy. It is going to put more money into the economy. It's going to influence the Laffer curve, to call up an old name.
Oh, God. Dating yourself.
People that have businesses or will soon, folks, don't lose heart, even if you don't have a business. You can be strategic the way Carrie just discussed, and you can make it work. One of the old sayings I have is, one of the things I can't stand liars and fakers, okay? One of my pet peeves, besides crooks, those two are sort of part of the same basket, is, why lie when you can just make it true? And I think that concept applies here, right? So, the environment may change pretty dramatically here. So you just need to position yourself and your affairs in a more strategic manner. And, during bad economic times, I saw a lot of people get laid off, but the company still needed talent, and they would just hire them back as a consultant. In fact, one of our clients said, I'm getting paid pretty much the same as I was getting paid before, yet I'm only working half the hours. And so I can do a lot of other things. And, he was basically just hired back as a consultant by his own company that laid him off. So here the tax treatment gets a lot better. So it's going to give even more incentive to the gig economy, as it's been called. The independent contractor, the freelancer economy is going to get more potent and bigger. We'll see how that all plays out. But ultimately, I think it's pretty good. I mean, Carrie, what's your bottom line on this plan? Good or bad? Don't just talk about it for you, but for the economy as a whole, the macro picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, the higher earners will figure out a way to circumvent it or mitigate it. And it might be selling their home and renting because, their after-tax cost of home ownership goes up dramatically once that state and local tax deduction is eliminated. It might mean moving to another state and becoming a member of the virtual workforce. And overall, it's going to be a tremendous positive because it's really pro-entrepreneur, this package. Totally pro-entrepreneur. Look, I've said this a million times. You listen to the show, you've heard me. Jason, since you and I have been alive, do you know how much federal income tax General Electric has paid?
No, I do not. But I think you're going to say not much.
Pretty damn close to zero. They might have an effective tax rate of 2-3%. And the answer, really, the way they do it fits in exactly with what you teach people how to do, Jason. And that is, what are the biggest assets that General Electric owns? They own like the majority or a huge portion of the world's least commercial aircraft. And you know what they get to write off on their taxes there? Depreciation and tons of it. They also own most of the country's rail cars. And then there are numerous other assets that they lease out, heavy equipment, just anything you can think of. They are leasing out, not because it's necessarily such a great business, but because they're reaping the depreciation, the tax offset on it. And for like aircraft engines, it's like, hey, we'll give you this deal if you buy a Boeing 787. However, if you put GE engines in it, we'll give you an even better deal. So there's synergies in their leasing business. But this is why they pay no taxes. And then so much of their income is from overseas and it doesn't get repatriated, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know about the repatriation aspects of the tax bill. I haven't heard it talked about, but I got to believe something is going to be in there, Jason.
Well, Trump has talked about that pretty extensively. And you know, I haven't heard much about that either. I was just actually going to ask you the question, but I think there's got to be something to incentivize that money to come back to the U.S. I mean, we've got trillions of dollars offshore that is, possessed by American companies. Now, I don't even know what that means in America. Company anymore, you know, in a multinational world. These are all multinationals.
Let me explain something to you about that, though, because it's misleading. All right. Apple Ireland, which is their conduit for much of their European
profit. This is called the double Irish, right? Is that what you're going to talk about?
Well, so their conduit where Apple, they pay a 12% tax in Ireland, going down to 8% shortly. All right. Apple Ireland is not keeping money in a European bank like Deutsche Bank that could collapse on a moment's notice. They're going to put their money in too big to fail banks in the United States. And it's totally legal for them to go to JP Morgan Chase and say, hey guys, open up an account for us in the name of Apple Ireland, and we're putting our money there. So their money comes back, and then they can collateralize that account and use it to buy back stock, whatever they want. Their shenanigans go on. So the money isn't really sitting overseas. It's sitting in American banks in the name of overseas subsidiaries. And that's an important thing to realize. But at the same time, the U.S. isn't collecting any taxes on it. The taxes are deferred until the profits are repatriated, at which time they pay a 35% tax rate, which they're not going to do, which is why something has to be done about it. In any event, Jason, we need to talk about Meet the Masters. You've got some really exciting news about it, guests, and it's going to be incredible.
Absolutely. So we've got our annual event coming up, Kerry, and you've been to this event before, and thank you for your support of it and your kind words about it. But this one is going to be like no other. It's our 20th anniversary of this event. Now, we used to do it twice a year, years ago. We've been doing it for, I don't know, 12 years maybe or something like that. But it is the 20th occurrence of the event. And so we are pulling out all the stops. We've got an amazing lineup of speakers, including Dr. Ron Paul, presidential candidate. I know a lot of your listeners are huge libertarian and liberty advocates like Ron Paul, who's probably the biggest one out there. So Ron Paul will be speaking. We're having an elite access dinner with Ron Paul. So your listeners can get tickets for the dinner with Ron Paul, an intimate dinner, and the meet and greet and photo opportunities and all of that kind of stuff. We've got two of the Rich Dad advisors, Ken McElroy, who is just an incredible real estate investor, owns and has syndicated about 8,000 units so far, I believe. And don't quote me on the exact number, by the way. I can't keep up with it, but somewhere around there. And the Rich Dad Advisors asset protection attorney. These are two in the Robert Kiyosaki team, Garrett Sutton. It's his third time speaking at this event. Then we've got the nation's two leading real estate market researchers doing a lot of real estate market research, specifically for the new home builders. stakeholder community for real estate developers. And that's Jeff Myers with Myers Research and John Burns, the CEO of John Burns Real Estate Consulting. We've got Patrick Donahoe, who's a financial strategist. Brian Smith, the founder of UGG Boots, great entrepreneurial story, how he built a billion-dollar brand and sold it. Rags to riches story, if there ever was one. Andrew Zatlin, the Moneyball economist and a forecaster. And Danielle DiMartino Booth with Bloomberg View, founder of Money Strong LLC, and formerly an advisor to the Federal Reserve, who I will say, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, maybe I'm speaking out of school a little bit, is a little bit of a rogue. You know, she's critical of the Fed, which is odd because I thought most people that were critical of the Fed that worked there, you know, like end up disappearing or something. But
No.
This is America. Booth is awesome. Yeah.
This is America, so, Jason. That doesn't happen. Well, yeah, it sounds stuff, like a great show.
And then we've got all of our property managers and local market specialists flying out from all over the country to talk about, you know, the properties they have to offer, the teams they have to support investors with their nationwide investment portfolios. That's the normal thing. The people I named off are kind of the headline speakers as well. And Carrie, I hope you'll be there and speaking on one of the panels or something, because we'd like to work you into the schedule as well.
I'll do my best to be there and just tell us the dates, Jason.
Yep. It's January 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you'll have a special affiliate link that offers a discount to your listeners. And it's just going to be a great time. There's three levels of tickets available, from general admission to VIP to elite, including the dinner with Ron Paul and access to the green room with the speakers and photo opportunities and all that good stuff. So it's going to be an amazing event.
All right. So keep your eyes open on the site. Hey, if you're not in the mailing list now, if you don't get the newsletter, sign up right now at Financial Survival Network. You'll get a copy of the link sent to you. I highly recommend that you go. I'm going to do my best to be there. So just go over to Financial Survival Network. Probably by the time you
now, hear this. Carrie, is that a .com? You better say .com.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, they know it. Believe me, I always talk about it. Financial Survival Network. .com and just go over there, sign up for the newsletter. You'll get a copy of the link in the next couple of days. It'll be up on the site on the right hand side, probably in the next day or two, probably by the time you hear this podcast. Anyway, Jason, we got to run, but where's the best place to find you these days?
JasonHartman.com. That's JasonHartman.com. And happy investing to you and your listeners, Gary.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.